Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
You want to pray that, God, I thank you. I thank you for life. I thank you for good health. I thank you for strength. I thank you that your word is coming to me in power. I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory. We exalt your name, Lord. We thank you for bringing us together again as a people in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you praise. Thank him. Leko shabrandos kibandi brandi kataya. Malagoshi breketele maroketaya. Melonde kasunda paya. We give you praise. We give you glory. Unto you be all the honor. And unto you be all the king. Unto you be all the praise. Great things you have done, and greater things will you do. We celebrate you this evening. We thank you. As we dive into your word, we pray for illumination. We pray for clarity. We pray that, Lord, our lives will never be the same again. We are thanking you again. I want you to thank God for 2 more minutes. Just thank him. Just thank him. On the road, he kept us safe. Yesterday, there was an accident at Wager. Accident everywhere. But somewhere, somehow, you step out, you come back safe. It's not just because you can drive well. It's just by the mercy of God. You want to thank God. Father, we thank you, O God. Mahasun tabaha payas. Peleke seke tele makayan dole makarodasa. Pelendos kipaya. We give you praise. Unto you be all honor and unto you be all glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tonight, I'm going to... Last week, I taught on secrets to answered prayers. Secrets to answered prayers. Please let people sit well. Secrets to answered prayers. And just because 40 days of power is at the corner, and we have to prepare ourselves spiritually and physically to mentally, emotionally, to be able to go through the 40 days of prayer and fasting. And last week I dealt with the keys to answered prayers. I didn't finish though, but I'm sure what I taught is enough for you to get answered prayers. I plan to do part 2 today, I promise, but I had to step into another subject because I realized that when they declare such long fastings or days of fastings, let's say 30 days, 21 days, 40 days, many people don't take the full course of the fasting period. Many of us don't go through the whole process or the whole period of the fast. We get to a point and we stop. We fast for 5 days, we fast for 10 days, and so I'm not a pastor. Let the pastors fast for the 40 days. But I'm going to teach you something today, and I pray that I'm going to take it one by one, as usual. I'm not going to rush you. It's a teaching service. I pray your spirit is going to be set alert. I'm not teaching a theory. I'm teaching something I practice and something the word of God has commanded that we do. I want you to close your eyes and now ask God for illumination for his word, that his word will mean a lot to you today. You will not leave here the same. That is the prayer. Father, we are asking that we will not live here the same. Your word will bring great light to our understanding on the subject of prayer. We are praying that, Lord, I pray every hearer in-house, online will not leave this platform the same. We are living here with a great light impartation. Let our prayer life take another turn. Let it move to the next level. I pray for that sister. I pray for that brother who is seated to hear me in house and online. The Lord, the preaching of your word will bring great, great blessing to the person. I pray we will live here not confused. We will live here with a specific word to be able to be blessed by our prayer life. I pray that from today, there will not be any frustrations in our prayer lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, le kapaka shataba. Touch my lips with coals of fire and let me speak your word. In my voice, let your voice be heard. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm teaching on the subject, keys to breakthrough prayer, or a breakthrough prayer. What is a breakthrough prayer? A breakthrough prayer. Say a breakthrough prayer. Say a breakthrough prayer. That you can pray and not breakthrough. And many of us have had such encounters that there are many people who have aborted their breakthroughs. They were so close. Today, I heard a testimony. After Sunday service, I've heard two major testimonies, very massive ones. And today I heard one. And the person said that the whole miracle began in a miracle service, where after one miracle hour service, getting to the end, I declared that somebody was close to his miracle. He shouldn't give up. So that statement stirred him up not to give up on an expectation. Many people in the Christian walk have stories that didn't lead them to their breakthrough. You start praying on a subject, you abort the vision and you abort the mission. But today I'm going to attempt, by the grace of God, in 45 minutes, 15 minutes, to help you understand what a breakthrough prayer is. How many of you want to have a breakthrough prayer? Yeah, I don't want to pray and not see results. I'm not that kind of Christian. Every time I'm praying, I want to end with the breakthrough. And that is what I'm going to teach you tonight as you prepare for 40 days of power. May this year, 40 days of power, bring you so much blessing, so much testimony, so much evidences of the grace of God and the power of prayer. So we are doing the keys to breakthrough prayer. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. The second part of the verse is my emphasis. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So the reason why it is time to seek the Lord is that you are seeking until the rains come. And that is the breakthrough. Give me another version. He said, I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. For now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. Now is the time to seek the Lord so that we can receive the showers of righteousness. A lack of consistency has plagued the church of Christ in our generation. A lot of Christians are not consistent with their walk with God. We are not consistent in anything. Talk about prayer. Talk about giving. Talk about fellowship. Talk about diligence. Talk about praise. Talk about holiness. Talk about whatever, sacrifice. A lot of Christians are not consistent, and it is natural with human beings. So it means that our spiritual lives are weaker than our physical lives. So many of Christians are moved with their feelings. We are moved with what we see. Instead of we sing the song, I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. But at the end of the day, we are moved by all these things. And therefore, a life of inconsistency has plagued most Christians. And what worsened it was COVID. COVID made most of us not consistent in prayer, not consistent with the study of the word, not consistent in fasting, not consistent in consecration life, not consistent in many things. And let me tell you something, as long as you don't meet the required time of seeking the face of the Lord concerning a matter, as long as consistency is taken out of your life, you miss your breakthrough. The day Adam decided not to be consistent with the word that God gave him, that was the end of his breakthrough. So all that I'm going to say is going to hinge around two words: consistency and continuity. All I'm going to preach in the next 40 minutes, 45 minutes, is going to hinge around consistency and continuity. Many Christians, we love isolated programs. Grace and oil, power for money, power to fly, open gates, conference, Caris night. Many Christians have become oriented to occasional programs and occasional events. So a lot of Christians, I repeat, a lot of Christians are accustomed to Sunday services. So there is no continuity in any spiritual lifestyle. Say, I need a breakthrough. Yeah. There is always an expression. So you see that programs in churches are packed more than normal services. You see that people take programs serious. So if you don't take care as a pastor, you will come under pressure to organize programs every time, because that is the time you see people. But you see, that is not continuity. That is not consistency. So after the program, everything goes zhim. That is not the life that God, Jesus, came to die for, to give to us. Okay, if God didn't want a consistent life with him, listen, he will not put the Holy Ghost in us. And God did not put the Holy Ghost in us to be with you for 2 months and go back to heaven for 2 months and come back to. He is dwelling in us every day. That means the Christian walk is meant to be a consistent walk. We must be consistent. Paul will put it, be instant in season and out of season. The church has literally forgotten about Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. We are filled with other things apart from the Spirit. He said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Paul is saying that until the Spirit fills the church would be powerless. Until we keep filling ourselves with the Spirit, until we get to the point where we are filled with the Spirit, we will remain powerless Christians. And the church has soon forgotten this scripture, and we fill ourselves with so many things that do not edify, so many things that keep frustrating us, and we are waiting for a breakthrough with wrong desires. Until you become filled with the Spirit of the Lord, you will not be able to be consistent with God. Consistency with God is being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And it looks almost as though when such a message is being preached, it's not a 21st century. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit as a Christian before you can be consistent with God. Until a man is filled with the Holy Spirit, he will not have fellowship with God. He can't. You can't have any fellowship with God without the Holy Spirit. I'm giving you a background before I move into the main sermon. The reason we are not able to be consistent is that our spirit level is low. We are not drunk yet. We are not drunk with the Holy Ghost. We are not intoxicated with the Holy Ghost. When you see a man who has drunk liquor and can walk well, he has not passed his limit of intoxication. When you pass your limit of intoxication, I mean, someone says, oh, me, if I drink 3 bottles, I will not be drunk. Yes, because your limit of intoxication is higher than somebody. There are some people, when they even take half glass, they start walking backwards. But there are some people, they can take 12 bottles and they are still there. And you say, this is 1, 2, 5. Charlie, we did. You know, but there is an intoxication level. When you pass that limit, you lose your bearings. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit to a certain level, you lose your natural bearings. You will begin to think supernatural. You will begin to talk possibility. You see, the reason many of us are giving up is that we are not intoxicated enough with the Holy Spirit. Do all the other things. Get filled with all the other things. If the Spirit of the Lord does not fill you up, you won't go anywhere as a Christian. The Christian walk will be meaningless to you without the Spirit of the Lord. It is your must go area, being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But we are forgotten, and we are being filled with all kinds of things without the Spirit of the Lord. We have so many things filling our heads. Knowledge of doctrines, knowledge of practices, knowledge of arguments. So we argue, why should we tithe? Why shouldn't we drink? Is it a sin to drink? Okay, if I'm a Christian and I'm fornicating, why shouldn't I go to heaven? These are things that we spend so many time thinking. If you get filled with the Spirit of the Lord, nobody will tell you what is wrong and what is right. Nobody will tell you how superior you are to evil spirits. Nobody will, because you will have so much intimacy with the Spirit. And that is the truth. And that's the truth. The everyday preaching we preach is to bring you to a point where you have deep intimacy with the Spirit of the Lord. If you are listening to a particular sermon, and that sermon keeps making you conscious of money, cars, houses, worldly things, you must be a bit worried. The Spirit of the Lord is that which drives the Christian walk. We pray less in the Spirit. We pray less by the word. We actually even don't pray. But in 40 days of power, you have been presented with 40 days to engage God by the help of the church system. Morning, afternoon, evening, in person, online. It's a time to seek the face of the Lord. It's the time to seek God for a turn around. And most of times, we all desire breakthroughs. We all want to pray and get breakthroughs. But there are secrets to a prayer that will bring a breakthrough. And that's what we are going to talk about today. You don't get a breakthrough just because you prayed. If you did, let me just calm down. How many prayers haven't you prayed for a breakthrough that you aborted? You are praying for a breakthrough. I'm tired. There are, in the kingdom of God, God works with systems and patterns. Say systems and patterns. Say systems and patterns. So you see that is why he gave us the Bible, the word of the Lord, how to do things, how to pray. Jesus taught the people how to pray. When you check how the tabernacle is designed, God did that intentionally. When God asked Noah to build the ark, he gave him the dimensions. He gave him the type of wood. God does not take or receive any kind of service. God does not process any kind of prayer from his people. God does not receive any kind of praise. God does not receive any kind of offering. If you know the Bible, you realize that there are times God rejected offerings. To obey is better than sacrifice. So it is not just the act of the offering. Remember Cain and Abel. It's not the offering. There are systems and patterns. Systems and patterns. So for you to have a good spiritual walk with God, there are people who are frustrated in their walk with God. There are people who, for you to have a good spiritual walk with God, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal to you by the scriptures the systems and the patterns of God in dealing with man. So why is it that people pray and they receive breakthroughs? And I've told you after Sunday service, I've heard two powerful testimonies that you cannot deny the fact that was connected to Sunday service. So I'm going to open your eyes into how not to miss your breakthrough during 40 days of power. And me, I'm expecting a breakthrough. I'm going to show you. I've seen many breakthroughs in my life. Many, as a Christian and as a pastor. And most of the times, you are so close. I saw a picture. I am sure you've seen it. There's a guy who was digging. And not knowing, he was so close to his diamonds. But he got discouraged because he saw that somebody got his own and was returned. But he was so close to his breakthrough. Many of us have aborted breakthrough missions. But 40 days of power 2023, your own testimony is about to come to you. Prayer is also one of the systems and the patterns that God deals with man with. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. Prayer is one of the systems that God has ordained to engage his people on. But why is it that when I pray, God is frustrating me? I had a lady just telling me on phone. Man of God, God is frustrating me. And I say, hey, then you are a very powerful person. God is frustrating you. And then there you are very powerful. Prayer must be a prayer that will be a breakthrough prayer. It must be consistent and continuous. It must be consistent. Every spiritual virtue will only yield in the spirit of consistency and continuity. If a man will grow spiritually, The spirit of consistency and continuity must be there. The axe that is not used will be blunt. The more the axe is used, the more it is maintained to be sharper. The more a gift is being used, the more it becomes effective. A prayer that will yield results, a breakthrough, not just a result, but a breakthrough. I'll define what a breakthrough is. A breakthrough, that prayer must be consistent and continuous. If you cease praying about your situation, you will not see the breakthrough. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. That is a description of a breakthrough prayer. Pray without ceasing. A breakthrough prayer is like a battle. No battle is won in a day if it's a serious battle. When there is war, the days of the wars, there are battles. The Bible talks about a long battle between the house of David and the house of Saul. For 40 days, Goliath was defiling the army of Israel. So everything you call battle is that very thing you must bring before the Lord for a breakthrough. Battles eat up resources. You don't have any idea the amount of billions of dollars being spent between Russia and Ukraine. All those monies could have been used to alleviate poverty from the land of Africa. The money Russia is using, the money Ukraine is using, if they brought all together, it can deliver Africa from poverty. Billions of dollars. The devil will always try to frustrate you. Indirectly, directly, to stop your pursuit to receive answers to your prayers. Any prayer that will demolish or damage the image of the devil in your life, he will attempt to cause you to abort praying on it. So all the, now listen to me, Charlie, all the prayer topics you have aborted, if you had continued to pray on it, you would have damaged the image of the devil in your life. There is nothing the devil can do about your spirit, but he can frustrate you for you not to receive what God wants to give to you. That's why we are here, to discover how to overcome. But if you stay consistent in prayer, keep asking the same thing with joy, with faith, with focus, with concentration, with belief and hope, your breakthrough will come and everybody will see. But most of the times, because we are humans, we are spirit in human vessels, we get discouraged. Tonight I pray that somebody is going to rise up in 40 days of power and stay in the place of prayer. You will pray from day 1 to day 40 until you receive your answer. You are not leaving the place of prayer. It is so pathetic. Pastor, I'm tired. Pastor, I'm tired. Me, I can't. I'm tired. Oh, the devil will be having party over those words. You are tired? Immediately you say you are tired, you've thrown a party in the camp of the devil. Hey, we've won. Yeah. When you are throwing a party in the realms of the spirit, you don't go and buy KFC. In the realms of the spirit, events throw parties in different domains. In heaven, a party is thrown when a soul is won. In hell, a party is thrown when the Christian gives up. You are not going to give up. Until a miracle takes place, until a healing takes place, until a breakthrough is released, you must not leave the place of prayer. You must not leave the place of prayer. The devil wants to interrupt the rhythm of the supernatural in your life. The rhythm. What makes you a Christian is the supernatural dimension of your life. Not your big house, not your powerful car, but the supernatural dimension on your life is what makes you a Christian. It's what makes the difference between a Christian and an unbeliever. And the devil always attempts to interrupt and disrupt it so that you can return to the flesh or become a normal person. Refuse to become a normal person. God did not make you normal. God made you supernatural. Supernatural. Yeah. Hallelujah. When you allow the devil to achieve his disruptions in your life, he has actually stopped you from entering your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. When you allow him to discourage you, when you allow him to cut the flow of the Spirit. Now, Jesus was walking on the water and Peter sees him and said, "If you are the one, bid me to come." And Jesus said, "Come." Did Peter start walking on the water? Yes. He started walking. 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 No, Jephans. Peter. Oh, Peter. Peter. Peter is walking on water. They're taking selfie of Peter. Suddenly, I don't know what happened. Whether he watched the boisterous wind or he started thinking, "Chale, now I'm starting my ministry." Peter, who worked on Water Ministry International, I don't know. Then he began to sink. Consistency. He shifted his focus from Jesus. He began to sink. I'm going to show you something tonight. I have 30 minutes. When we lose contact with the supernatural, we begin to slow down and we begin to lose momentum in our walk with God. Before somebody will start backsliding, he has begun losing steam in his spiritual walk. Before you begin to lose your desire to serve God, you began losing your supernatural steam. Nobody's falls in a day. You began falling long time. Nobody became prayerless in a day. You began to become prayerless long time. When you begin to lose your supernatural steam, you must be spiritual as a Christian. You must know the voice of God. You must not be confused with the voice of your father. When you hear your father's voice, don't you know? Why can't we be consistent with hearing the voice of God and not the voice of man? Immediately you start losing that steam and playing along with what is happening, you begin to become normal. And God did not call us to be normal. You are supernatural. Things that are not working for others must work for you. And that is why 40 days of power, stay in prayer. Pray until you take what belongs to you. You have not prayed until you have received what you have prayed for. That is it. That is the definition of a breakthrough prayer. You have not prayed. Don't tell me you have prayed when you have nothing to show. Others will say it's okay. But to you, no. You are not leaving the place of prayer. And when I say you are not leaving the place of prayer, I'm not talking about one day you entered in the prayer and you are there. 3 hours. And most of the time, that's what happens to us. We come for a program, we pray, and you think that by the time you wake up, God should do it. You see, as I'm telling you that, I've heard two powerful testimonies. You have no idea how long those people were trusting God for the miracle. And such miracles are not today, like it's not a bread you put in oven and no. The breakthrough we are talking about is a breakthrough prayer. We are talking about it is a prayer that is going to break a certain resistance. And some of us, look, many people are where they are because there's an unseen resistance, an unseen barrier. You are doing you are pushing, but nothing is going. 40 days of power. God is going to use these 40 days to break you through. Now, when you find yourself in such a state, like Samson, yes, we saw that when he stood between the two pillars, he said God should remember him. But I don't think it was a spontaneous prayer. I believe with all my heart that while Samson will be in the dungeon, sitting down and realizing his hair was out, his eyes were out, his memory was not dead, he was remembering the time he was killing soldiers with the jawbone of an axe. He was remembering the time he was killing a young lion. He was remembering the time he entered the forest and caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together. He was remembering the time he caught 100 soldiers and circumcised them and brought their foreskin as a dowry. He was remembering a lot of miracles, but his eyes, his strength was gone. And I believe one day, sitting down, he did like this, and he realized the dreadlocks began to come up small. I believe that in his quietness, look, every prayer you come and pray in church, tell me you didn't pray in your room. Tell me you didn't pray, you've not prayed about it in your car. Tell me you have not prayed it in your mind. Every prayer we make in church, we have all been praying about it in our heart. When Samson stood there in between the pillars and said, Lord, that you remember me for this once, I believe that was not the first time he prayed a prayer. He was praying it. I'm coming to a point. I'm showing you a secret to a breakthrough prayer. All these things that, you see, you get discouraged because when you came, you and somebody received the same prophecy. And the person's own came before you. And yours has still not come. No, the gestational period of an elephant is different from that of a dog. Are you here? We are all different. We are all different. So why do you abort your mission for your breakthrough? Because you are carnal. You are in the flesh. You are not in the spirit. You are carnal. When Jesus asked Peter, James, and John to follow him and to go and pray on the mountain of transfiguration, they could have said that, oh, Jesus, you are stretching us too much. But we are part of the 12. Call the others and let's go. No, you are all different. Peter, James, and John, you are different from the other 9. What God has for you, what you are on earth to do, is different from your brother or your sister. What you are called and commissioned to do will determine the kind of forces that will come against you. It will determine the kind of resources you will need. It will determine the time, the direction you should take. Everybody on earth has an assignment. And our assignment will define our problems and our struggles and our positions and our dispositions. So if your breakthrough is not today, it doesn't mean that your breakthrough is not there. It's there, but it's not manifested today. The question is, what must I do? You don't learn how to pray by praying. You must know how to pray before you can pray well. Those days when we were on campus, we used to say it. When I'm leading prayer, all of us, All the prayer purpose. You learn how to pray by praying. No, you don't learn how to fly a jet by flying the jet. You and the jet will be destroyed. You must know how. So how do I get a breakthrough in my prayer? When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt for over 430 years, the Bible said that their cries, I'm coming to the point, their tears, their cries came up to the Lord. For 430 years. And during their prayer time, and all they were praying for, within 80 years, God picked a baby called Moses. So whilst they were praying, they were thinking God was not hearing them. Hello? Whilst they were praying, they thought God was not hearing them. Listen to me. Your prayer is being processed in heaven. Your prayer is being processed in heaven. That prayer request is being processed in heaven. So in the period after 300 and something years, because when you take 80 from 430, it is left with what? 350 years. It was after 350 years that God picked a baby called Moses and began to prepare the baby. So while they were praying, God was preparing baby Moses. So the preparation and the manifestation took 80 years. Kaladu Shataya. So Moses began 40 years in the palace, a life of freedom, power, wealth, dominion. And another phase of his life took him to the wilderness. 40 plus 40 makes what? 80. Before God sent Moses to come and deliver the people for their prayers to be answered. Whatever you are praying for is being processed. They prayed till their cries came up to the Lord. That when you need a breakthrough, your breakthrough prayer is not a faith declaration. I decree and I declare. Sometimes the I decree and I declare, it does not solve what we need. So when you read Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, go back to what we used last week. Matthew 7 7. Ask and it shall be given. Level 1 of prayer. Ask and it shall be given. Level 2. Seek and ye shall find. Let me ask you a question. The time needed to ask and the time needed to seek, which one is longer? Seek means you are looking for. For the thing to become seeking, it means that the thing is out of an obvious position. It is inconspicuous. When you use the word seek, that means that at the end of the day, it is not just like I don't say that I am seeking for the camera. The camera. No, this is the camera. I don't seek for it. I'm looking for the camera. No, this is the camera. Immediately you use the word I am looking for, it means that it is not in the obvious space, Ayera, or it is not easy to be found. But the Bible says seek and you shall find. The earlier one said ask. So there are prayers that come by asking, and there are prayers that come by seeking God in prayer. Then the other one, level 3, knocking. And when it comes to that one, you see that somebody must open the door. It's a different level. A breakthrough prayer is in the first and second, the second and the third level. You are not going to miss any breakthrough again after tonight. You are not. You will see that breakthrough. It's kept long. There was a battle between the house of David and the house of Saul. By the end of the day, the house of David prevailed. You are going to prevail after 40 days of power in the name of Jesus. In the fullness of time, Moses delivered the people. Let me show you one secret which you need to carry along. The secret of accumulation. That is the key for a breakthrough prayer. Accumulation. accumulation. The key of accumulation. A prayer breaks through when it is accumulated. Talaboshakaya. Accumulated prayer. Accumulated giving. Accumulated service. That is what brings the breakthrough. John the Baptist was not prayed into being. He was served into being. Accumulated service of John the Baptist's father. Elizabeth and Zachariah were barren. They had no child. The Bible said the father of John the Baptist was serving on the altar, and the angel of the Lord appeared and prophesied the birth of John the Baptist. Accumulation. And that was not the first time he was serving on the altar. He has been serving. He has to keep. The altar must always have fire. Fire on the altar. Fire on the altar. So I believe that he was the one keeping the fire and the incense. The incense. Talking about prayer. Accumulated prayer. Brought the guy. Yeah. Accumulation. When it comes to the realms of the spirit, it is against the rule of law of God to accumulate wealth. That is to keep. In the spirit, we scatter. But when it comes to spiritual virtues, for it to produce a breakthrough, it must be accumulated. It must build up. So 40 days of power is 40 days opportunity to build a prayer. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day this. Look at Daniel. Daniel, the Bible said that from day one, he began praying. God released the answer. But you see, a breakthrough is not, when you pray and you don't see your breakthrough, it doesn't mean that God was deaf. Daniel had to keep praying, and on the 21st day, every reaction in the realms of the spirit was settled. He didn't stop praying after day one. What would have happened if he stopped at day 10? A breakthrough prayer is an accumulated time of prayer. And when you break through in a spirit of accumulation, the devil cannot take it out of your hands. Yeah. Accumulated service. Accumulated. Wall of Jericho. How did it come down? Accumulation. Say accumulation. Say accumulation. They went around the wall 7 times. Once a day. On the 7th day, God said, accumulate the thing. Go around it 7 times. Your inconsistency is what has brought you where you are. Our inconsistency in prayer, inconsistency in exercising faith, inconsistency in loving people, inconsistency in diligence. You started the year. I'm going to read every chapter every week. And you started January, middle of February. You've not even done 10 verses in 3 months. No accumulation spirit. People will be serving. Boy, we're like, shim. They've gone on reverse gear. You have paused. As you pause, your momentum goes down. In the realms of the spirit, results are produced by accumulation. Now look at Acts. Look for that scripture for me. Where Jesus told them, don't leave Jerusalem. Don't leave Jerusalem. Wait until the spirit comes upon you. Acts chapter 1 verse 5 and Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Quickly. So you see that on the day of Pentecost, the people were not there for one day. They were there at one place, praying in one room, consistency, for 10 days. Kaya, praying. I don't know what they were praying, but they were not praying in tongues. Maybe they were reciting the Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Shalom, shalom. They were just sitting down and waiting. Because Jesus said they shouldn't move. Shalom, shalom, era, shalom, Yahweh, this, that. Thank you, Jesus. The 10 days. 10 days. I don't know. They were not asking for house. They were not asking for shoes. They were not asking for anything. So I'm trying to see their prayer content. Maybe they were just referring to what Jesus told them. We are waiting for you, Holy Spirit. We are waiting for you, Holy Spirit. 10 days. That was when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. You know, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me in give me the 5. For John, move to 7. Move to 6. Oh, there's a verse. Do not leave Jerusalem until the Spirit comes upon you. Okay, give me the 8. Okay. So look for that verse for me. I have it, but that says keep me. Accumulation is the rule or the pattern for a breakthrough prayer. Don't think far. Look at Hannah. Hannah. Say accumulation. Say accumulation. The thing must be accumulated. A building up. For it to have an impact, it must build up. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, saith he have heard of me. So they should wait. Accumulate. Are you waiting? We have become too impatient. And instead of going for gold, we are taking bronze and brass and we are celebrating it. So actually, instead of you having a breakthrough of gold, you are holding bronze because you couldn't wait. You are holding brass. And the brass looks like gold. But actually, you should be carrying gold. He said, wait. Don't go. Wait. Don't go. Wait. Don't move. Wait. Accumulation. 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 Say accumulation. Say accumulation. When you have to have a breakthrough, you must be able to accumulate. What is a breakthrough? Let me give you the definition. I have 10 minutes. To break through is defined as to separate or to break. So I'm talking about break first. To separate into parts with suddenness. Suddenness, not S-A-D. S-U, suddenness, or with violence. Break. How many of you read physics? Or you did a bit of science? Do you remember resonance? You remember resonance? Yes. When, you are smiling, Ben. Say accumulation. Say accumulation. When the frequency, you are applying the frequency until it meets the other frequency, you won't see any impact. But when the frequency meets it, then it will break. And they apply it in even breaking rocks. When you are breaking a rock, they apply, you see, you'll be applying to it. It will look like what you are doing, there's no force. But you keep it there. Before you realize, it will break the resistance. Accumulated force. Accumulated prayer. So don't come to church and say, hey, I saw the Omobon Payo. Omoma prayer. So I just said 10 minutes. So there you, Pastor Becker said, lift up your voice and pray for 10 minutes. Do I need to pray for long before God will hear me? I'm showing you, accumulated. Accumulated. Accumulated giving. Accumulated worship. There is a level of worship when you hit it. You see, we hear that, oh, worship opens the heavens. It's not every worship that opens the heavens. When the worship will open the heavens, you are lost in the worship. Accumulated service, coming to do the same thing for the Lord continuously for a long time. The man that with the 38 years case by the pool of Bethesda, consistency. If he kept moving, that day, maybe he said, oh, I'm going home. That day, Jesus will come, he will not be there. When you are getting close to your breakthrough, there will be so many distractions. So many people left church because the time they are expecting their miracle, it didn't come. They blame church, they blame pastor, they blame prophet, they blame apostle, but they don't know that in the New Testament era, no miracle is absent from the involvement of the receiver. God will test you. Abraham, now, God came to Abraham and God said, take your son and go and sacrifice. God never told Abraham that go and worship me. Did you read in the Bible that God said he should go and worship? But you see, it's not there. God never told Abraham to carry his son to Mount Moriah and go and worship. He said, carry your son, Isaac, to Mount Moriah and go and sacrifice him for me. But when Abraham began to speak to his servant, he said what? Stay here. I and my son, we are going yonder to worship. Listen, was Abraham not worshiping God whilst he was at home? Hello? There is a dimension of every spiritual activity that moves God. There is a dimension of every spiritual activity that moves. There's giving and there's giving. There's worship and there's worship. There is prayer and there's prayer. So the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 7, the effectual fervent prayer. Hey! The effectual fervent prayer. Give me the amplified version of that. Let me give you some dimension of how Amplified puts it. You have to. It makes tremendous power available. How is power is generated? Power is generated. Too many things to say when it comes to prayer. That's why I hardly teach on prayer. You see, this kind of banana and granite prayer you have been doing. Banana and granite prayer. Bread and butter prayer. You do bread and butter prayer. Look, 40 days of power, fast and pray. If you're on medication, pray. Because without the prayer, the fasting is hunger strike. But if you are not on medication and you're a young man like me, you should fast. Fast. Stop. Start telling your watch seller. You know, from the 22nd, I'm going to stop calling me. And then now tell that you are not seeing me to the end of July. That cocoa seller that comes to the office. Obla you. Hey, sister, yellow sister, and no Tobia now. Don't say I'm not buying. Just tell the person for the next 40 days. Oba Kim. Maybe some. I'm on the mountain. There is a level of spiritual commitment that takes the attention of God. We are all not walking under the same kind of open heavens. After Abraham came back and on the mountain, because now I know. Spiritual exercise will demand accumulation. How will God brag about Job to the devil? He has seen it. He has seen the thing in the man's life and he could risk the Job to the devil. Yes. Consistency. Accumulated service. It's only an accumulated level of giving that builds a memorial. Accumulation. It's what builds a system. Accumulation. Why is God still getting more sons and daughters into heaven? Every day people are being saved. Because of accumulated love. For God so loved the world, he will keep loving the world. He keeps loving the world. When the world repent and they come to church, he keeps loving us. Even when we go into sin, he will still be loving us. When we come back, he will be loving us. He will wash us. He will empower us as long as he keeps loving us. For God is love. Consistent. Accumulated. Look, your breakthrough is in an accumulated lifestyle. Accumulated. I have so many examples. Naaman goes to Elisha. You have leprosy. You're a great man. You're a general. Naaman was a great man. He had leprosy. The prophet didn't even meet him face to face. Tell to go and dip himself in the river. That time the river was dirty. It was not flowing. And the guy was like, what kind of man? Do you know who I am? I mean, I have pools. I have specialized built pools, swimming pools, where we meet as generals to swim. If it is swimming, what am I coming to do here? A little girl said, hey, sir, didn't we come here for healing? The man said, dip yourself seven times. Because of time, I can't read 1 Kings chapter 18. What is it? Too many things to share, but 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. We will not read it, but write it up. This one too is another one. If he had dipped himself once and left, no healing. Have you seen why sometimes you missed out on your healing? You miss out on that interview. If he had dipped himself 4 times, 6 times, he will miss it. Because that is not an accumulated input for that breakthrough. And his was a breakthrough because leprosy had been on him for years. You come to church, we are doing 40 days of power. Maybe you come and meet only 30 people or 20 people. He said, people are not coming to pray, so me too. You too. Anna went to Shiloh over 6 years. Accumulated. One day, Prophet Elijah prophesied, I hear the sound of abundance to the king. That was 1 Kings chapter 18. Then when the king went, he went to the mountain, sat on the floor. Kaya, 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 kaya. He sent the servant, go and check. The servant went, nothing. Do you know what it means for a major prophet to tell you to go and check? Elijah, how many of you would doubt when Elijah sends you, Pascal, go and check? You'll be full of assurance. Hey. Props, they may check you. When they nothing came back. Prof, nothing they show. Go and check again. 6 times, nothing. Do you know what it means to go at the instruction of Elijah, the man who called down literal fire? Elijah, he didn't die in the flesh. He was taken away by chariots of fire. He says, go and check 6 times. You, you've not cast one demon away before. What bombaye 3 years? Now, I'm tired. This kind of thing, cry. I mean, Kususum will cry there. I mean, Jim Mahona, may pray too much. I think he said, may pray. No. Elijah, he heard the Lord. He knew the will of God. He heard the Lord. He has prophesied it. He stayed in prayer on the 7th time. That is what I call the realm of perfect accumulation. So you see, the righteous shall fall 7 times. He shall rise. On the seventh time, Naaman, the realm of perfect accumulation is the seventh realm of the spirit. It may not be literal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So stop counting your efforts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. The seventh is a spiritual representation of a perfect accumulated state. There are more kind. Oh, Pastor, okay, as you have said it, I can remember. I've done 4 already. So I'm going to. No. Hey. Let me clarify myself. Who preaches? Oh, yeah, careful. Okay, so I've done 5 already. So Pastor, he says 7. And 7 is the realm of perfect accumulation. It can be 2. No. Be spiritual. It's a realm. Naaman 7. Yeah. Fortunately, I need to be breaking now. Breakthrough prayer requires a relentless, diligent spirit, relentless, bold spirit, a faith clouded with holy stubbornness. Yes. In Acts chapter 4, we see the disciples, when they were threatened, they went to a place, they started praying, "Okay, God, this. The place began to shake. They went back to preach. They arrested them. They should stop preaching. They went back to preach. Huh? Your faith is too nice. Faith is not meant to be nice. Faith is meant to be fiery. Yeah. A nice faith does not produce anything. It must be inbuilt with holy stubbornness. That is when you get breakthrough. The lepers sat at the gate of the city. They started contemplating. I'm sure there was one of them. It's not all of them that said. I mean, practically. When you are reading the Bible, visualize it. How can 4 people say the same thing? There's always one person who will say, and the others will follow. Every group has a leader. Informal or formal, there will be a leader. Are you here? So one of them might have said, "No, let's go into the camp. Let's go. Of the Assyrian. Let's go. If we go there and they catch us, they will either spare us and take us as slaves. At least we will get something to eat." I mean, it was a very powerful army. So they had a lot of spoils. They had a lot of money, gold, garment. So, I mean, there's a difference between being a servant in a poor man's house and being a servant in a rich man's house. So you remember the prodigal son? When he began to eat with pigs, he said, "Swa, Edien, my father's house, even the servants, they eat better than this. Let me go back. If he doesn't even accept me and turns me to a servant, I'll eat better." So the lepers, they sat down, some stubborn ones, said, "Let's go into the camp." Look, your breakthrough is in the holy stubbornness. When your faith is injected with the holy stubbornness. Do you know what it means to go around the walls of Jericho 7 times on the 7th day? You went around it 1. So the usual was once a day. Now God said on the 7th day, go around it 7 times. You need a kind of consistency, persistence, continuity in a certain faith. Do you know what it means to be preaching to empty chairs in that classroom? Do you know what it means? To have your whole accumulated offering in a month at 155 Ghana Cedi. Do you know what it means to a pastor? But consistency, persistence, continuity, preaching like everything is fine. Faith it until you claim it. Faith it. Until you claim it, you have to be consistent and accumulate prayer. What have you prayed on and God has given to you? What testimony do you have about prayer? 40 days of power is coming.
We have to stop being baby Christian. Hey, I've asked God, he's not doing it. Then you are waiting for marriage. God is not, you think God is not working. And remember, it was on the 350th year that God began to prepare Moses to come and deliver the people. 430 minus 80 years. So whilst they were praying, they didn't know that God was working. Listen, you are so close to your miracle. You are so close to your breakthrough. But the devil, remember Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God upon my life. Don't let inconsistency frustrate the grace of God over your life. Don't. You are getting there. You will get that breakthrough. I use the word there, importunity. Importunity. I heard it from one of the presidents, and I went to look for it. He said, the capacity to stand firmly against opposition until you secure the answer. Importunity. Firmly. You say you don't like that. The politician will stand firm and they'll pass. You too. When you stand in the place of prayer, and you have heard from the Lord, and it is the will of God, don't abort the prayer time. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. God will answer you. God will answer you. The brother said that, Pastor, we met here on the all night, and we're praying that God should triple the tithe of people in the church. When we were praying, I claimed my own. I said, Pastor, God has done it. Tripled. Listen, when you stay in, don't listen to people who are discouraged in Christianity. Cut your ears off them. Don't go and sympathize with them. They will kill your faith. If you can't help them, leave them for others to help them. The reason we get close to sinners is not for us to become sinners. It's for us to draw them into light. Don't infuse yourself with discouraged spirits. You don't have a child. Then you become a friend with somebody who doesn't have a child. Who claims has asked God for everything and God is not minding him. What kind of life? Look for someone who didn't have a child and God gave him a child. Because you sympathizing with the person, you are not good than God. Some Christians behave like they are better than God. You try to sympathize with some. No, you are not called to tell somebody wabre. You are not called to. If you can't encourage me, don't come and discourage me. Mabre, mia minimse mabre. What do you have for me? What can you tell me? And these are the people you talk to. How can you have your breakthrough? Me, when I realized that the thing was not working, I slowed down with church. I slow down with this giving thing. You have no idea. Have that spirit that I am accumulating. You haven't realized Paul was telling them that I desire fruit in your account. Do you know you have an account? Well, immediately you are born again, account is open for you in heaven. So there must be accumulation. God was sitting there. He realized that the people wanted to build the Tower of Babel. Genesis 11. As they were doing, I'm sure when they were on the foundation level, God didn't take them serious. By the time he do jack, he looked, the people were close. He said, Shakai. He confused their language. Accumulation makes an impact. And I pray that as we enter into prayer, 40 days of power, I remember my time on campus so many years ago, one of the nights in an all night. Myself, this is 2006. Myself, Pastor Blessing of Blessed Memory, and another brother, Pastor Bright, we were in the hall chapel of Africa Hall, and we were praying. We used to go to school early, 2 weeks before the people would come. We locked ourselves. Look, don't be known as somebody who doesn't like prayer. As for the Christians who preach against prayer, I don't know what is wrong. Jesus left us with prayer. We pray, Kadeya, Papaya, we pray. 3 hours, 4 hours. We prayed. The walls were sweating with sweat. The walls, the floor was full of sweat. Three people in the hall. Now, whilst we were praying, getting to 2 a.m., 3 a.m., the door began to open three times. One, two, three. After then we stopped. I said, Apostle. Apostle, something entered the place. Yeah. So make me they pray, make me they pray. Then the thing came again. One, two, three. I said, I'm going to the hall. I'm going to the hall. Then Pastor Bryce said, are we not praying for a divine encounter? Let's stay inside. 40 days of power. You have an encounter. Yeah, you have an encounter. One day I went waiting, praying, and I saw Billy Graham with a sword and showed me a book. I've never seen the book. I saw the title. I called, when I came out of the vision, The Deception of the Anointing. Kind of top. It was a book that was written. I asked my guy who buys me, he got me the book, the same color. God says we should call upon him and he will answer us and he will show us great and mighty things that we have no idea of. 40 days of power. I provoke you unto prayer and fasting. I provoke you unto waiting on the Lord, that the time of refreshing will come to us. We will pray, have the tenacity. Don't give up. Morning prayer, join online. Afternoon prayer, join online. In-person prayer, come online. At late night prayer, be there. Pray until something happens. So that when you have a miracle, and when you have a testimony, you can trace it that God helped me. You had your intellectual capacity, yes. You have your connections, yes. You are diligent, yes. But you know the hand of the Lord play the role in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to have a fiery faith. May you not lose faith. May your faith be strong and may you possess that which belongs to you. This is the time to go fully in prayer and give the mission. No manifestation, no return from prayer. No manifestation, no return from prayer. No manifestation, no return from prayer. And that is the spirit that Jacob engaged God. That angel there is God. He engaged God. If you don't bless me in 40 days of power, from day 1 to 40th day, hold God. If you don't bless me, I'll not let you go. Just this Sunday, we did this in party. Two very significant testimonies. I don't like sharing them. Because sometimes when you are sharing them and you don't have the details, you can add a lot of things to let the people make. No. Yeah, it's there. It's true. I believe in prayer. No matter how you preach against prayer, I'm a prayer biased guy. Prayer works, John. Prayer works. Haven't you prayed? You are in danger, you prayed and the thing happened. And haven't you prayed before? Yeah, but are you a bishop? Are you a prophet? Eh? Are you a holy person? God hears the prayer of the unrighteous too. Yeah. God hears. But he lets rain fall on good and bad. Prayer is a divine pattern. There must be accumulation. Sometimes, you see why they said we couldn't. Why couldn't we cast the demon out? They are demons. Listen to me. They are demons you can never cast until you add fast. They are breakthroughs. Forget the demons. They say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm not in a demon casting ministry." There are breakthroughs you can never have until we fast and pray. Close your eyes. Father, we thank you for such a time as this. As we have heard your word,
Thank you for feeding us with this faith-filled word. We are living here filled with faith to pray. I pray for anyone that is discouraged in prayer, that as we enter into 40 days of power, you've given us opportunity to thank you. You have given us opportunity to ask, to seek, and to knock. Lord, I'm praying that our spirits will be awoken. There will be a stirring up for prayer, a stirring up for waiting, a stirring up for your word. And we shall secure our breakthroughs. Let nobody under the sound of my voice lift up a prayer and not receive an answer. Send us instant answers. 24-hour miracles, 72-hour miracles, sudden turnarounds. That at the end of 40 days of power, we shall have trophies of prayer times. We pray for grace and supplication that our flesh will not fail us. No sickness will enter our bodies that will stand in the place of prayer. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Caris Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Caris Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Caris. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.